This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
G'day, it's Dean from the team at Hide and Seek. Now, we know how much you love the show, but it's time for you to tell the boss and the rest of the world how much you love the program. To let the boss know how much you love Hide and Seek, head to joy.org.au and complete our annual listener survey. It'll only take a few minutes of your time and it'll do the world of good for us. To let the rest of the world know, if you're listening via iTunes or via Stitcher, be sure to give us a 5-star rating, and in doing that, it'll help others find out about the program. Thank you very much for your support over the last 7 years, and with your continued support, Hide and Seek will be here for many years to come.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
As we go along, let us study the male anatomy. Most men know less about their own bodies than they do about their automobiles.
The following feature has been rated R.
Don't panic.
This program contains coarse language.
It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over.
Are you ready? Sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy our show. Welcome.
Hide and seek. Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek. Dean Beck with you tonight, flying solo. The apprentice has gone AWOL, but it's my great pleasure to be with you tonight. Tonight we're going to look at sex when you're getting into your latter years. The issue of a empowered sex drive when you're older, is that an issue? Is the little blue pill an issue for some who are ready and raring to go, even though they're in their 70s and 80s? We'll find out tonight because I am joined by two women who know a little bit about this. They are stars of the international bingo scene with awards right throughout Australia and including Tasmania. They are very much a part of our community and much loved. They are Edith Vale and Maureen McGillicuddy. The two women will join us tonight on Hide and Seek, and I'd like to get from you what your issues are regarding your sexuality in your latter years. So if you are, let's say, over 40 still having sex, we'd love to hear from you. If you are over 50 or 60, we'd still like to know whether you have a sex life. What is it like in your latter years? Get in contact with us, and this is how.
Have your say. SMS 0427 Joy 949.
Email on air at joy.org.au.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and Seek.
You are with Dean Beck on Hide and Seek, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. And tonight we're exploring sex and sexuality in the latter years. It's my great pleasure to welcome to the program Edith Vale and Maureen McGillicuddy.
Oh. Hello.
listeners.
Oh, thank you. Hello. Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, what a thrill to be here. It's 3LO.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, sorry.
FM. 90.49.
I said I'd never go on FM, but this isn't too bad.
I always thought it was a myth.
Yeah, I didn't know it existed.
Has Dennis Walter been on your radio station before?
No, not to my knowledge, and I've interviewed most.
We love him.
Oh, yes, he hasn't called much lately, but no.
He's so handsome.
Yes. Now, ladies, you are famous for your granny bingo.
That's right, very famous.
How did it come about?
Well, we've been playing bingo since because we used to work in the war. I won't say which side we were on, but we used to go around entertaining the troops.
We've been
in
several
bingo
wars.
Yes,
right.
Since the Boer War, actually. But we went around entertaining the troops with our little bingo rounds, and they
because they'd hear about it. The little mailman would get the letter and go running, and we've got bingo next week, and they'd be so excited. They'd say, "Oh, the women are coming to pull their balls out."
Yes, right.
And they'd be so thrilled when we got there.
And we just never really stopped after that, did we? I mean, people stopped coming for quite a while, and then we moved north side, to a bar called the 86, and young people come, and I think they're laughing at us, not with us.
No!
They pay, so I don't...
That doesn't matter, as long as we got their money. We've got a strict no refund policy.
That's right.
Ever.
I believe the prizes are something to behold.
Yes, we give away wonderful prizes.
Everything's stolen.
Yes.
Right. From the home, so we just go along and do little tinkers, and I've got to live next door to a lady called Beryl Beltbuckle. She's one of my best friends, but I go in there, she's blind as a bat, and I go in there now and I say, "Beryl, there's a lovely day outside," and she walks up to the window and pretends that she can see what's going on. She goes, "Oh, I can see a bird," and there's a little pond. There's no pond, we built a brick wall in front of her window, she wouldn't know, but while she's there I just go and get a little bell or lovely that she's collected, and we give that away.
Yes, and then I go in afterwards and I tell her that the nurses took it. I say I saw them.
Yeah, Beryl, you should be watching.
Yes.
And she says, I can't.
How long has it been that you've been in the home?
Oh, about 28 years.
About that? Yeah. We live at the Wentworth Correctional Nursing Home.
Yes.
And we're highlights there because we do our Merry Melodies.
So you were doing bingo in the war. How did the two of you actually meet?
Oh, this is a lovely story. Yes. I was working... This might actually be suitable for your show.
Right.
As long as we're at an adult hour.
Yes.
Edith used to, in the war as well as playing bingo, before we started playing bingo together, Edith was a masseuse.
Yes.
Right.
I worked at a little knock-up shop, if you're familiar with that term.
Not remedial massage.
No, it was deep tissue.
Right.
And you needed a tissue afterwards to clean up after yourself, I can tell you that. Well, I used to do massages, and it was a little knock-up shop, but it was only there temporarily. So it was a bit of a pop-up knock-up shop.
Yeah. And I started working there. My job was to make sure all the products were full, so I had to stock up the knock-up pop-up shop.
That's right. And I also did security there as well. So at night I'd have to lock up the stocked-up, knocked-up pop-up shop.
And we'd always want to look nice, so we'd have to frock up for the stocked-up, knock-up pop-up shop.
That's right, and sometimes people would book, but sometimes they'd just rock up to the stocked-up, locked-up, knocked-up, frocked-up pop-up shop.
What a cock-up.
Yes.
That's how we met. We started working.
Have you ever had a falling out, the two of you?
Oh, several. Maureen fell out of a bus last week.
Yes.
And a few months ago, we went to the theatre by horse and cart. I fell out of that.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
And my hair falls out sometimes.
Oh, right.
But when we have a little argument, we take it all out on Caroline Springs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, Caroline, I believe, was left to you, is that right?
Yeah, she was bestowed upon us.
An awful woman. I was friends in the Second War with a woman called Alice. And Alice and I became very fast friends.
Yes.
We worked together. We made bullets together, actually. And later on, I was a typewriterist in the war. And people would come in, typewriter, and they'd come in and say, "Well, we've shot one of these," and I have to write what type they were. and that was part of it. And then so Alice and I worked together. And Alice Springs, her name was. And she eventually died.
Yes.
Like all of us do. And when in her will, she wrote and said, "Whoever I'm good friends with when I'm dead has Caroline, my sister Caroline Springs."
Yes,
and that was you.
And that's me, and I've had her ever since. It's legally, she cannot leave my side.
Yes,
right.
And she stinks. She's an awful woman. She's a mute. She's blind.
She can't eat solids.
Can't eat solid food.
Well, we told her that. It's actually not true, but
it's just cheaper for us to keep her that way.
Now, what do you do other than bingo to keep yourselves entertained?
Oh.
Well, there's a few things.
Maureen has to be tied into her beds now at night at the home.
Thrashing?
Thrashing-ish. Other people.
Right.
Yeah, she's got a bit of a kinky side to her, and she'd hop in. And the nursing home didn't mind at first, except that she'd get the old gent's hearts racing a bit hard, and a few of them died.
Especially in their sleep. Put their fingers in a PowerPoint.
Yes.
That really got their heart going.
Yes. They were getting confused why all these men were dying in their sleep, and then they realised they were all being smothered to death, and it was to do with Maureen hopping into their beds at night time. So she's not allowed to do that anymore.
You're not allowed to do that. So they tie me in, lock the door.
Yes.
And apart from that, other than bingo, what do? I go and I work in a shop that makes bingo balls and sells bingo balls.
Yes.
And
we go to other people's bingo nights.
We go to other people's bingos.
Yes.
That's always
how
fun.
Do they get the balls round?
Oh, it's so easy. You mean when we're picking balls out or just when we take...
No, when you're making the bingo balls.
It's simple. So we have little ice trays and they're just semicircles.
Right.
And you make a tray and you pour toxic plastic in there and then you make another tray with more toxic plastic in it and you turn it over and just hope to God it comes out in a circle.
Right. Oh, I bet your listeners are really glad they tuned in tonight to hear
you
this.
You are both multiple award winners.
Yes.
Can we go through some of your best slice in the Country Women's
Society?
That was Edith,
That was mine, yes. Right. I do a wonderful slice. Have you ever tried pâté slice?
No.
It's pâté,
right.
Baked into a slice with some pineapple rings on top.
Oh, nice.
It's very nice.
Yum.
Yes.
I make one that's got liver and dried apricots in it.
Yes. And decimated coconuts.
And decimated coconuts. Yum, yum, yum.
And you won most creative tinned fruits with your pineapple rings.
That's right, yes. I'm very good with pineapple rings. There was a short period in the war, and not many young people know this, but during the war we were all on rations and everything was tinned. And I was living in Queensland. Of course, the only thing you can grow in Queensland's pineapples, and we lived off tinned pineapples for about 7 years.
Yes.
Holy?
Sorry?
Holy.
Yes.
Right.
And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, very holy.
Yes.
Yes. And so, yes, I've gotten quite creative with my rings.
Edith Vale and Maureen McGillicuddy are my guests. They are stars of Granny Bingo. Now, you were also in the one of the originals, I believe, in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Before?
It was a competition in Europe that we were part of.
Oh, right. Post-war.
It was Eurovision, who could see the best.
Yes.
And they put some words up on a board, and we read them out.
Yes.
And we won. There you go. Before
cool.
ABBA tried to take ABBA. Agneta. I went to school with that Agneta.
Can
awful.
You speak Swedish?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, show me Swedish, Maureen. I'm looking forward to seeing this.
Wait a while.
Folkskog.
Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord, yes.
IKEA.
Yes. I speak German better. We spent a lot of time in Germany.
Yes.
Now, what is it about your children that is of note? Because I believe you...
The sheer amount of them, to be quite honest with you. Maureen spurted them out like a garden hose all over the world, didn't you, Maureen?
Yes. I was born in a small island off New Zealand.
Right.
And when I say a small island, it was a raft that fell off a boat. And my parents had me there, and for my first 11 years, I lived on a boat, catching fish off the side of the sea. And then I moved to America, and I lived in America for a long time. And I had
you are international.
Absolutely, yeah, I'm travelled. And I had my first baby when I was just 16 years old. And that's my youngest.
Was it a scandal at the time?
No, I didn't tell anybody.
Right.
Nobody knew. His name is Henry.
Right.
And he's now 104 years old.
Henry McGillicuddy.
No, I wasn't a McGillicuddy
there. Oh, of course.
No, she was a Braun.
I was a Braun.
But we can't talk about that.
I changed my name after one of the wars.
And Mr. McGillicuddy, what happened to him?
I've had a few of them. The first one, his name was Stan.
Yes.
And I've had Len. And I've had Ron.
All McGillicuddys?
No.
Oh.
And then I was married to Adolf. And then I was married to Peter. Only for a week, Peter.
Right.
I don't want to go into that. That upsets me. And then I was also married to another Len, another Ron, another Stan.
Gee, Edith, she got around. What about yourself?
Yes, I never really married men. I got engaged to them and we signed all the things. And I'm a serial black widow.
Right.
They've all passed away tragically the night before the wedding.
Yep.
And Maureen assures me she's had nothing to do with that, although she also never wanted me to marry.
Yes.
So, yes.
We tried to be lesbians once.
I was going to ask you about that.
It left an awful taste in my mouth.
Right.
Never tried it again.
No.
It's a bit sick, the whole thing. I think it's more, it's something you can get over.
Well, yes. What do you think of the emergence and strength of the LGBTI community these days?
Oh, we think it's wonderful.
Yes.
Because that's all the people that come to our bingo
night. That's right.
And they've got so much money.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because they don't have kids or lives or anything like that. Yes.
Yes, and we've also got a big group of men that come every month. That come out without their girlfriends.
Yes.
Right. And you'd love it.
Oh.
Yeah.
A bit of a boys' night
fit out. Right in, would I?
Yes.
Absolutely. And then we go for an after party down the road from there.
Yeah.
They invited us 1 month and we had such a good time. Yes. Got a swimming pool and a spa.
Yeah.
And a couple of saunas just down the road on
chlorine
a Monday night.
And bleach everywhere.
Oh, I love the smell of bleach.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with the venue.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, your children, have they married? Have they got kids themselves?
I wouldn't know. I don't keep in touch with them. I don't mind them. If I saw them in the street, I wouldn't spit on them.
Right.
But I just don't have time. Christmas got so expensive. I've had over 32 children.
That's right.
Dean. And that's too many. That's too many to buy Christmas presents for.
Yes. Have you had to have any surgery down there to tighten things up?
No, you stay naturally. When I was growing up and my mother said to me, doesn't matter how many children you have, don't do anything to your vagina. That's right. She always said that to me and that stuck with me.
Yes.
That stayed with me.
That was her last words.
That was her very last words. Yes. As she was about to catch the baby.
Dino, every now and then I catch a glimpse of Maureen because we have communal showers at the home and they hose us all down at the one time.
Mm.
And I've caught a glimpse of Maureen's downstairs. Have you ever been to Woolworths in the seafood section when they haven't refreshed the seafood for a few days?
Oh, it does get a bit...
Well, that's what it's like.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like, Dean, sometimes on a warm day, and it's warm in this studio
it
now,
is, yeah.
And I might show you, it sometimes looks like I've got four legs.
Wanna see you again, baby? Wanna see you shake it down, baby?
You are listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Dean Beck with you. My special guests this evening are Edith Vale and Maureen McGillicuddy.
Hello, listeners.
Granny Bingo is their claim to fame,
right,
but they've been around a while, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't know exactly how long, but it's as long as it needs to be.
Indeed, it is. Now, we've just had a federal election.
Oh, again. Feels like we're doing one of them every few years.
Back in the day, you'd just pick one and you'd leave there. If they did a bad job...
We've lived in some countries where you don't even have to bother picking one.
Yes.
They've picked them for you.
Right.
Yes.
That makes it easy.
Yes, it is.
It does.
It does.
You
nice imperial leader. And
yeah, and look, I've learned a lot from those elections. Anyone who tries to be competition, and we do this with bingo now, someone tries to start a bingo night near us, you shoot them.
Goodbye, Greyhound girls.
Goodbye.
Now, speaking of politics, I believe you've got some rather controversial views.
We do, Dean.
We're
on border protection.
We're old-fashioned girls.
Yeah.
Look, before we say this, I'd like to say, we do like to express our opinions, don't we, Maureen?
Well, I don't like to keep them in.
No, it's dangerous.
And not,
as my mother said, always let it out.
And they're not the opinions of the station. I want that very clear.
Yes, absolutely. And, Dean, sometimes every now and then it's important you say that because we occasionally get some complaints.
Oh.
And I don't know if you're aware of this, but we're pretty big wigs now. We performed at a fundraiser on the weekend for the Orlando victims, which was quite nice.
Yes.
We got a complaint after that. We had some lefto, pinky, feminazi complain that she sent us a message on our Facebook page.
All right.
And a public one, because we know how that works.
We
don't think you got away with it,
Emily. We didn't come down in the last storm.
And nice of you to name her.
Yes. And she said that we're misogynists.
Ageist misogynists.
As women.
I know.
Right.
I found that very offensive because my friend Maureen McGillicuddy here, she tried to join the feminist movement and they wouldn't let her join the feminist movement. Do you know why?
Black band.
Yes. See, they said that it would be dangerous if she was to burn her bra. They said if that much polyester goes up in flames, we could be heading for another global climate change.
And they're not wrong.
No.
Because
yes,
the last time I started burning my bra in 1962, when it was part of it, that was the fashion then, right, to burn your bra. And sometimes I'd take it off before I set it on fire. And other times... And later in, after children, I don't know if you know this, Dean, but sometimes your breasts, they sag a little bit.
Yes.
That's natural.
Like everything.
Like everything starts to sag. And I set one of my bras on fire, and, well, I'm not going to say this is, I'm not a scientist, I'm not going to say this is definitely right, but I think I caused global warming.
Right.
I think that was me.
We're still recovering.
It's still burning, that bra. Still on fire.
It's like one of those coal seams.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. It just keeps steaming out of the ground. Anyway, that's what happened.
Like
so apparently we're misogynist, ageist people. Well, good.
What do you think of Ms. Hansen after 18 years?
Isn't she wonderful?
What a hero.
Oh, anyone that can not only have those opinions and made them heard in court, but also deep fry a piece of flake is a hero in my
book.
What
a hero.
Oh, isn't she wonderful?
She's so pretty.
She's so...
And she's eloquent and she can speak well.
Yes.
She makes those videos.
She's a voice for the unheard majority of people.
That's right.
Because you know how much us majority don't like to say things.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of time to watch her videos. I think everything she says on there, they're so well polished.
Yes.
Those videos are so well made.
And I like that she doesn't throw out her milk once it's gone past its use-by date.
That's right.
That's important.
Really? How do you know that, Dean?
Oh, you missed that one, did you?
Yeah,
oh, you young kids think you know everything.
Mm.
She was accused of supporting Coles milk. So she took her milk out of the fridge and took a photo of it and said, look at me, I don't support Coles milk. And it was 4 weeks past its use-by date.
Right.
She's not a wasteful woman.
No. And I respect that.
Yeah. But I'd do that. Pour your milk through a sieve.
Yes.
And you get all the lumps out.
Right. Yes, and they're the good bits.
That's the
You save them and you bruise bananas and bake a banana bread.
Ooh, yum.
Put some pineapple slices on it. It's fantastic.
Yummy, yummy.
Pineapple slices go with everything,
don't they?
They
do, yeah.
Have you ever used them sexually?
Yes.
Yes, but I unfortunately hadn't taken them out of the can first. And it was a bit jagged around the edge.
Yeah.
And I know Maureen's mother said not to do anything with your vagina, but I unfortunately didn't have much of a choice after that. I was in surgery for several hours.
Yeah. And I was a surgeon. I just used the other side of the tin to sew it all back together. You make what? Make not, want not, as
yes,
they say.
Yeah, waste not.
Is that what they say?
Yes. And she couldn't have children because you've been trying to get pregnant,
I've
haven't
been trying
you?
To get pregnant for
such
a
sad
yes,
story. And
yes,
I don't know if you ever often have stories about people trying to get pregnant on your show, Dean.
Not often on this
not
show.
Not often.
Yes. No.
But my friend Edith
that's
has
right,
been trying her hardest.
That's right,
darling.
I have. I was trying my partner for a little time, Barry Bathtub. He and I have been sleeping together.
Going at it,
hammer and tong. And, you know, not using Johnny's.
Mm.
And I'm off the pill now as well.
Oh,
yes,
no.
I've stopped taking the pill.
All of them.
And I couldn't get pregnant. I went to the doctor. I said, Doctor, I don't know what's wrong. We're doing it 3 times a day.
And you were standing on your head
standing
afterwards.
Standing on my head
it
afterwards
all
and jiggling around, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I said, we've been sharing the same bath water, sharing the same toilet seat. I said, Doctor, I don't know what is wrong with me. I can not get pregnant.
Is
and he said, all right, well, let me do some tests, Mrs. Vale. And so I went away and came back a few days later and he said,
it makes me tear up.
Are you all right, Maureen?
Yes,
here's your hanky. Here you go. He said to me, sorry, Mrs. Vale, I've got some bad news. I said, Doctor, don't tell me that I'm sterile. He said, no, not exactly. He said, sit down for this, Mrs. Vale. He said, I'm afraid you can't have children. I said, why, Doctor? Why can't I have children? He said, because you're a 28-year-old man in a dress.
Oh! Always. They're so smart.
Oh, I had no idea, Maureen.
What a shock.
Yes, I had no idea whatsoever.
Oh, you poor backer. Well, Dean, I've recently been going to the doctors as well.
What's wrong with you?
Well, because not me, my ex-husband Stan, my most recent husband, before he tragically passed away in his sleep recently.
Again,
he had to go.
It's like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's part of life, Dean.
Yes.
Who knows what goes on? Who knows? You know, you don't ask questions about these things. You just move on and get married again.
Right.
Anyway, my husband, Stan, had to go to the doctors and he had to have his checkup. And the doctor said, well, Stan, I've taken some blood and we've done a urine sample. Didn't ask for it, but we got one. And he said, Stan, I want to check your swimmers. And Stan said, all right, well, how do I do that? He said, well, I'm going to give you this little jar, a little white lid on it and a plastic bag. And he said, go home. However you get amongst it, we need to catch a sample of your sperm.
Catch his spoof.
His spoof. And well, I went all blush. I thought, no, all right. So we went home and Stan went back the next day and the tub was empty. And the doctor said, oh, Mr. McGillicuddy, I'm sorry. I did ask you to fill this up. Were you not able to? And he said, well, doctor, I went into the bedroom. I tried my left hand and I tried my right hand. Nothing happened. And he said, I went and got Maureen. And I said, Maureen, can you help me? So I went in there. I tried it with my mouth, with my teeth. Tried left hand, right hand, nothing happened.
Teeth in, teeth out.
She took it.
Well, I didn't think that far ahead. So he said, doctor, I went next door to Beryl, our next door neighbour Beryl. And Beryl tried with her mouth, took her teeth out, smart woman, took her teeth out, left her teeth in, left hand, right hand, nothing happened, doctor. And the doctor looked at both of us and he said, I'm sorry to pry on your marital status here, but are you getting your neighbour involved in this kind of activity? And he said, well, doctor, if we hadn't have done that, we never would have got the lid off. and that's what happens with age, though. And you asked us about getting older?
Yes.
That's what happens.
Well, things like lining things up, getting lids off things. I don't know about you, but I'm struggling with jam jars these days.
Yes, and that's why I should buy everything in a tin.
Right.
So everything comes in a tin. You can get jam in a tin.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you can.
I used to have that at camp.
Yes. What camp? Speaking of camp, we've been on a holiday, haven't we?
Oh,
we
I believe you went to Daylesford.
Well, yes, we went up to Daylesford. We love Daylesford.
Oh, it was such a lovely week.
There's a lot of men there that you'd like as well. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, men without wives.
Pillow biters. Yes. I don't know what the right word is.
Yes.
Fudge packers? Is that the right one?
That could be.
Poof, that's the poofs.
Yeah.
Poof.
That's what they're like.
Woofters.
Woofters.
I don't want to offend anybody.
No, of course.
That's not what I'm here to do.
No.
So we met a couple of them, and there's shops that sell rainbow flags and cups and saucers and antiques.
Like another country.
It is.
Unbelievable. Mm. And we went up there. We had such a lovely weekend. We stayed at a Airbnb.
Yes.
A Airbnb.
Yes, we meant to book an Airbnb because one of my Maureen's grandchildren was telling us about it. And we accidentally, because we're not very good at Googling ourselves, and we misgoogled and ended up staying at a Airbnb, which was run by, we were surprised to see, what you would call, I believe, a bear. Are you aware of this term?
Yes, I am familiar with
it. It's a hairy old, sort of looked like Santa Claus in leather. Yes, Santa Claus on a motorbike.
Yes.
I'm fascinated about this place because they're often run by couples
that
have sort of gone to get a tree change type of thing.
Mm.
What was the place like?
Well,
very well kept.
Yeah. Right.
Lots of pictures of Her Majesty around the place. And they really liked her, I think, because they were always saying, yes, Queen, yes, yes.
And they said, well, it's nice to have you ladies here. We're used to just having queens come.
Yes.
And we went beside ourselves. We
thought,
what queens of who? What country is staying here? A lot of the place was downstairs through little trap doors. It was quite dark.
Yes. Right. Lots of holes in the bathrooms there. I think they're for emergencies. Yeah.
I think it might have been recycled timber that had holes in it or
something. And who ran the Airbnb?
Oh, lovely boys named Wayne and Warren. Oh, we've actually brought them down.
I was going to ask, maybe we should give them a call after we have a break.
We might, yes, because they're big fans of Joy. Told them we were going to be on this program and they said, well, can we come
on? I'll get the number off you. We'll catch up with Wayne and Warren after the break and we'll give them
lovely
a call.
They'll be thrilled.
Oh. This is Hide and Seek. You are listening to Joy 94.9. Don't you You are listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We've been speaking with Edith Vale and Maureen McGillicuddy, and they were talking about their friends who run the Daylesford Bear B&B. Now, Wayne and Warren join us on the line. Wayne, Warren, how are you?
Oh, my God. Oh, we're on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Wayne and Warren.
I've only got one mobile, so we're off to... Oh, my God, is that Dean Beck?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God, we
Put me on.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Hi, Dean. Sorry about Wayne. He gets a little bit excited. How are you?
Oh, Warren, I'm great. How are you? How's the B&B
I'm good,
going?
Thanks. We're up in Dalesford. We're actually coming down to Melbourne this week, actually.
Are you coming down for Dolly's show?
Yes, we're coming down to see Dolly Diamond's Christmas. God, we love her. We've got the good letters out for that one. We listen to your show all the time.
I
have to get Wayne up on the roof with an antenna and umbrella so we can get reception in Dalesford. He wants me to put him back on. Hang on.
All right.
Warren,
how are you?
Oh, sorry, so sorry to interrupt you. Oh, I'm really well because we're coming down to see Dolly because we're going all three nights.
Oh, right.
We love her so much. Yeah,
are you going to go to Spit and Polish at the Laird?
What does that mean? He said we should go to the Laird.
That's the one
polish.
That Bruce was telling us about from the butcher shop.
Spit on the Polish. Oh, I don't know what he was saying, but we should go.
Yeah, let's go.
Well,
I'm so excited.
I believe Kate Sobrano's performing with Dolly too.
Such a huge fan. Is she going to be there, really?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, my God, darling. We are going to make Kate Bloody Sobrano.
We've got the big wigs now. I'm so glad those old ducks came to our AMB. Sorry, Wayne's just had a little... He's collapsed. Are you all right,
now,
Wayne?
Can I have a hedgehog, please?
Can I just ask you, the Bear B&B, do you cater exclusively for bears? And how did Edith and Maureen cope?
Well, actually, we don't cater for anyone because we don't know how to use the internet. I've been telling Wayne did a course on the net, and he didn't do very well at it, the poor thing. So he's tried to set us up, but we don't know how to take bookings. So we're not really sure how Edith and Maureen found us, but we're thrilled they did because now we've hooked up with all these celebs. Hey, I heard Casey Donovan saying that you were listening to Joy 94.9 before. Is she there as well? Can I talk to her?
No, she's not, I'm afraid. Just me tonight, flying solo. The apprentice isn't
in. She just popped in to say that, did she?
It might have been one of our pre-recorded IDs that we have here at Joy.
Are they all pre-recorded, are they?
What?
Marsha Hines isn't there either.
No.
Is Rhonda Birchmore there?
No, Rhonda's not here.
Oh, Wayne's crying. It's all right.
But
Wayne,
they have been here.
It's all right. You can top tonight, darling.
Well, gentlemen, good luck with Dalesford's Bear B&B.
Oh, thanks so much for having us. You've made our year.
It's been a delight to speak with you.
Honestly, Dean, I've landed on my feet.
And enjoy Dolly Diamond's show, won't you?
We will. We love her.
All right. You're listening to Hide and Seek on Joy. We'll come back with the love. Edith and Maureen right after this on Joy 94.9. You are with Dean Beck on Joy 94.9, the show for exploring sex, sexuality and self, hide and seek. We caught up with the lovely Wayne and Warren, Edith and Maureen.
Nice boys. They'll find wives soon, I think.
Such lovely young men, and they can cook so well.
You should have told me they were such big fans of Hide and Seek.
They love this station.
They
listen to it all the time.
They had, when you walk in the little entryway of their house, they had Joy on in the radio.
Right. Yes.
But unfortunately, there's no reception, so it's just...
Yeah. Unless you get a really strong westerly breeze, then it comes in.
But it's always on. Yes.
Right.
So there's another viewer for you.
I believe Granny Bingo is August 1, is that right?
The next one, yeah. We do the first Monday of every month. So August the 1st is the next one, I believe.
It's very popular.
Yes, we have special guests every single month as well. Very big good. Ones, too. Not like what you have on your show.
No.
Big ones.
Famous ones.
Yeah.
Who can we expect in August?
It's a surprise.
Right.
But
think music theatre.
Yes. And think big.
And long.
Marina Pryor.
No, we can't say it.
No. We're not going to say, but better than Marina. So it's actually the monkey from Wicked.
Right.
No, I'm just teasing Marina. If
yes, we loved you in Morning Melodies.
Yes, this morning.
Now tell me, other than your bingo, what keeps you busy? What are you going to be doing towards Christmas? Because that's coming up soon.
It is coming up. Look, we've been thinking, being on your program has revitalised my sex drive.
Yeah.
Because I used to...
I have that effect on people.
Yes. Yeah. It's that little goatee you've got. That gets me in the mood. That reminds me of a man I once knew who had a little bit of facial hair, just on the top lip. But I've been thinking about getting back into work. The pension's not so good, and I did have a little job a very long time ago working in pornography.
Oh,
and I haven't actually told my good friend Maureen this morning.
Did you really?
I'm sorry, Maureen, I haven't told you this before. Oh. I've kept it to myself because I was always ashamed.
You're ashamed,
but now you're supposed to embrace these sorts of things. So I'm not ashamed to say I did pornography. I did pornographic films. This was before talkies, of
course.
You
and Kim Kardashian.
It was black. Well, I did it well before Kimmy did.
Right.
It was black and white.
It would have been controversial.
No.
Interracial.
No, black and white.
Oh, right.
In colour. Well, not colour. Anyway, it was a very old film, and I was in France, and I was walking down a little pier with a little umbrella, and then I'd flash my little ankles, and all the men had faints.
Oh,
you would have had it. I did porn as well.
No, Maureen, that was prawns. You used to do prawns. You used to do the curried prawns at the RSL.
Do them as well. Yes, no, I did porn as well.
Oh.
And not for long, only about 20 or 30 years. And there's a bit of... I go on sometimes, I stumble upon some of it online.
Yes.
And
those pop-ups.
Once it's online, you can't get rid of it, you know that.
That's right.
Mm.
And
yes.
I just decided, you know what, embrace it. Because there's... There are granny chasers out there.
Yes. Well, yes.
Yeah.
I wondered if they'd been approaching you at any point.
Yes. We've got big fans.
Yes. And they call us
Moishel.
Tennille, she loves us.
Well,
she loves us.
I must thank Tennille for giving me a little bit of advice in preparing for tonight's show.
Yeah.
She did give me a few hints.
She used to come to our show a lot.
Not lately?
She hasn't come for
She hasn't come in ages.
4 months, I think. She hasn't come for about 4 months. So she's...
Since she started at Joy, really.
She's a little bit dead to us now.
Well,
care for her anymore.
Well, I want to thank you both so much. Good luck with the continuing Granny Bingo. And
thanks
you very much for
us.
Sharing your insights here on Hide and Seek.
We'd just like to take a moment to say thank you to you as well, Dean.
It's been a pleasure.
For being everything that you are and giving those... Wayne and Warren, a bit of a chance.
No
That's
worries,
all they
my
need.
Pleasure. There will be a podcast of this madness available for download from Joy's website, joy.org.au/hide-and-seek. You can follow me on Twitter at Dean Beck on air. Until next time, keep well, take care, bye for now.
Hide and Seek. Joy 94.9.
Don't forget it's time for you to tell our boss that you love Hide and Seek by filling out the Joy Listener Survey at joy.org.au and tell the world by giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes or Stitcher. Thank you.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.